Hey guys, and welcome back to my channel, Stories in the Dark. We're going to continue season 10. I know it's been a while. I apologize. I had to take a little break. We're going to go on and talk about the coldest of cases. The famed deli man killed on a winter morning with no cameras to capture the crime. But family investigators are ever hopeful. Abe Lebeau was the founder of Second Avenue Deli. Today, the crime would have been captured on surveillance and the killer likely busted or at least identified within a week or so. But the murder of famed Second Avenue Deli founder Abe Lebeau exactly 25 years ago took place at a time when security cameras, even at banks, were far from commonplace. So nothing about Abe's last minutes that Monday morning in 1996 was captured on video. Not him pulling up to the NatWest Bank, where he went each weekday morning to make a deposit. Not the person who forced Abe back into his van. And not the man, maybe the same person, maybe an accomplice, later spotted behind the wheel of said van. Today, it'll all be on video, no question, said James Picone, a former NYPD homicide detective who caught the case back then. Still, even when it happened, I was sitting in my office and I'm thinking, it's 8:30 in the morning. There's going to be a lot of witnesses. We're going to solve this thing pretty quick. But here we are, 25 years later. Lebeau, a Holocaust survivor, was shot and killed that day. Police found the gun, but they never nailed the person who pulled the trigger. Lebeau's family suspects that someone who knows who killed the mayor of Second Avenue, as the 64-year-old was known. Sometimes I wonder if someone is afraid to come forward, said daughter Sharon. Afraid to say they know who did it. All the obvious leads have been investigated. Former employees, similar robberies, shootings with the same type of gun. None have led to arrests. Still, there is no statute of limitation in New York for murder, and Picone now hopes to solve the crime as an investigator with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. He paused when asked if anyone of interest has been identified in the case. Then said, I don't think we want to say at this point. Picone retired from the NYPD in 2011. 4 years later, he got a call from his ex-partner, Jeff Zelta, who had just retired and joined the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as an investigator. Come work for the DA with me and we can work this case together, Zelta told Picone. He agreed. Together, they are determined to make an arrest in this case. Picone and Zelta recently joined forces with NYPD cold case detective Jason Palamara. Palamara, who at the time of the murder was 17 and 5 years from joining the NYPD, says he is galled by the notion that Lebeau's killer or killers walk around each day as it never happened. There's a person or persons who thought it was okay to do this, Palamara said. They might have done it again afterwards. They might do it again in the future. The day Abe was killed, Abe, a creature of habit, did what he did every weekday morning. He drove from the deli at 2nd Avenue and East 10th Street to the NatWest branch 6 blocks south for his 9 a.m. opening. He was carrying about 10 grand. That's a lot of money to be carrying around. Abe parked his van, but he never made it inside the bank. He was ambushed, forced back into the van, and shot in the head and stomach. The gunman, or accomplice, then drove the van a block east to 1st Street. Abe's inside, Picone said. He's able to open up the side door, and he falls to the street. A passerby who thought Lebeau was having a heart attack flagged down a police officer. That police officer goes to Abe and says Abe says something like, "They got me." And that was it, the clone said. There is currently a $15,000 reward for, is it? Yeah, for leading to a conviction in this case. The murder dominated headlines for days, and Abe was mourned by everyone from former mayor Ed Koch and comedian Bob Hope to people in the neighborhood. Detectives from various commands were pulled into the investigation. A sketch of the suspect in the slaying of Lovahole early on is on the NYPD case file website. Early on, there was a promising lead, including a sketch based on a passerby's description of a man sitting in the van near where Abe collapsed. Abe's money bag was found a day after the murder on East 25th Street. His wallet, a day after that, in a dump truck at East 30th Street and Madison Avenue. The gun, a 25 caliber Raven, was recovered the following day, disassembled near the Central Park, transverse at 96th Street and 5th Avenue. The case is still unsolved, and nobody knows who did it or why. If you have any information regarding Abe LaBolle, you can contact New York Police at 718-784-5411. 718-784-5411.